This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Things that everybody leaves.
This is right here. All right, welcome to CPAC. Glad you are with us. We're here with the Lindell Report and Mike Lindell.
Everyone, we're gonna go through. We're gonna go through some ads right now. Some live.
But then we're gonna play a speech, the keynote speech today by Mike Lindell. This morning.
Hey, and you know what?
At CPAC,
I'm gonna send out a notification. Brandon, why don't you go through how they can support us? Go through the products. I'm gonna send out an alert right now. Then I'm going to be for the CPAC. Everybody, get everybody you can on. In 5 or 10 minutes here, we're going to put out my speech. I did it on the main stage at CPAC. And so get everybody you can on. I'm going to do a send out an alert right now. So go through. The products. Go through the products.
We're going to start. Logan, you want to show the website? We'll go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code L77. Go up to the store. There, go to... there you go, the store. We've got sheets. Look at that sheet sale. As low as $39.98. There you go, the MyPillow sheets. Sale of the year, $39.98 when you use that powerful promo code L77. Not only gets you savings, but it supports this network and keeps Mike Lindell fighting to fix 2020 and reclaim America. Go on down there. Blow some of those up so the old man here can see them, Logan. My eyes aren't what they used to be. There we go. Look at that. I couldn't even tell what they were from the far away. Oh, we got the MyPillow as low as $19.88 since Walmart canceled him. Now we're passing the savings on to you. Use promo code L77. The slippers. I love the slippers. We're moving the old model out, getting ready for the new model. They're great. I love them. I have a couple pair. The mattress topper, the 3-inch mattress topper saves your college dorm. So all those kids going off to college, one of the kids works for me said that he got the sheet, what he needed to bring to college. First one was a mattress topper. Well, there you go. MyPillow mattress topper 3-inch. Use that promo code L77 as low as $99.99. Then we got the sandals, the MyPillow sandals as low as $29.98. Those are new. Those are awesome. What goes on next, Logan? What's below that? Keep scrolling down. Let's see what we got. The pet bed. Delta loves the pet bed. You can get those for your pets, all sizes. Again, L77. What else we got below that, guys? Is that it? No, we got more than that. Oh, we've got the robes. Those are luxurious, thick robes. You'll love those. Check those out. And then the mattress protector. Again, L77. All right, lots of things there. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, pillows, and more. And then you can get the My Coffee. The My Coffee. Use that promo code L77 to save up to 25%. You can get a ground 2-pound bag. You can get it bean whole to grind yourself. You get it in 12-ounce bags. 100% organic. That means not sprayed with a bunch of deadly pesticides, folks. My wife loves that. No GMO. He had to order another tractor trailer load of this the other day, folks. It's become so popular. Light, medium, and dark roast. Take your pick. I like the light. You might like it darker. I don't know. No, I like the medium. The medium's what we go with. The guys in the control room love it as well. Go to mystore.com. It's the only place you can get it right now is My Store. Yes, those little teacups are coming. Be patient. You're all asking us for those. Those are coming. But right now you can get it by the bag. Mystore.com. Promo code L77. Promo code L77. Support what he's doing. Now, don't forget August 20 and 21. The Moment of Truth Summit. There are now over 1,000 people registered that have been by invitation only. We're talking people that are patriots, people that are lawmakers, people that are in conservative media. You're not going to miss out. Logan, Van, Reagan, myself, Pete Santelli, a bunch of the broadcast team will all be there. We'll be broadcasting the whole thing live. You won't miss a thing. Mark your calendar, August 20 and 21, the Moment of Truth.
That's right. That's right, Brandon. Thanks for covering this. We're going to talk a little more about this. If you put this up here, this is what we're passing out at CPAC. This is the most important event you will ever see in our lifetime, ever. This you need to tell everyone you can. We've got everything. Everything is already done. Everything's done for them. Every piece, everything is done. We're going to have all 50 states there. Everyone, we need your help on this because even the bad journalists, they're not writing about it. Even the bad media is not writing about it. They're not attacking. They don't want you to watch this. You need to tell everyone you know to watch this. We're also going to be playing, we're giving these out, the Selection Code movie by Laura Logan. She's been working on it 7 months, a full feature film, Brandon. Well, and guess what? I'm going to give it out free to the world.
Right.
It would have been in theaters around the country. But no, I said, no, we have to get the word out and save our country. We've got, but I want to tell everybody that before we go, I just sent out a notification. You'll be able to see my speech from the main stage in about 3 or 4 minutes here. I want to tell all your friends, get them all on right now. I want to tell you about our apps. You need to download the Frank Speech app, everybody. We now have the Frank Social app. You want to help, you need, if you're on Frank Speech, you need to get on Frank Social. Get on there. It's the Facebook. We got to get rid of old Zuckerberg's Facebook. Everybody's communicating on there now. It's amazing. And look at our lineup on Lindell TV 1 and Lindell TV 2. I mean, there's a full lineup of everyone you want to see. Everyone you want to see. Brandon, there you are.
I know. I was just checking to make sure I'm on here. Yeah, look at that.
Yes, you are.
I made the cut.
But, people don't realize, we've got Emeril Robinson, came over from Newsmax, just an amazing reporter. And you've got Steve Bannon, you've got Stu Peters, you've got Alex Newman, Roger Stone, Tamara Scott.
Tamara will be here tomorrow.
Yep. We've got America's mom. She's around here somewhere.
Sharona.
Sharona.
She's right there. Sharona's right there.
She's got her show on daily now. We've got the Hope Report. I'm going to tell everybody about the Hope Report. The Hope Report, when everybody knows my addiction, my past, the crack cocaine and others, everybody, that Hope Report, there are stories that are on there that are like mine, that is to get off of your addictions and to get to a much better place. And if you have someone in addiction, I've had a couple ladies come up to me today, and one of them was nephew and one of them was their son were addicts, and they said, we went to your Lindell Recovery Network, it's free, it was online, and it was amazing. And I just want everyone to go there and tell anyone you know that's in addiction to go there. It's free and it's on your phone, and you don't have to go anywhere. You can sit there, and that addict can say, "I'm not going to do that." He will or she will. He's going to go, "Okay, let's check this out."
Because the addict isn't happy, and they know it, right?
No, with addiction, if you don't have a different input, you're getting the same output. Sooner or later, when they go to bed, and you're always, one thing with addiction, you're either masking pain, it can be false courage, it can be, false courage and masking pain, those are coming to the deep down pain, and you're an escape. Escape is another one, just to escape. And that could be right now with all the fear going on in our country, all the fear and all the fentanyl, you have the perfect storm. All the drugs pouring across our border, and then you got what's going on. So people are losing hope. And they're losing hope. A lot of them because they're not seeing the hope. And they're watching Fox News.
Yep.
There you are. You're watching news. I'm telling you, quit watching Fox News and Newsmax and these outlets where they're not telling you about the hope to get our elections back. We just had the great, Carrie Lake overran the algorithms. Not every candidate can do that.
That's right. That's right.
And we've got to get rid of these machines. That's why it's so important that you do watch the summit, and you need to get the word out everywhere. But we are going to get our country back, and there is so many great things going on. One of the things at this Moment of Truth summit, you're going to see all 50 states up there. All 50 of them in alphabetical order.
And when you say all 50, are there people from each of those states coming?
Yeah,
to
they're
tell
the ones
you what
that are
going to
be
doing?
Up there. They're going to. Every state says, "Are the worst? Are our state's the worst? They did our elections. The machines did this and they did this." And they're going to get up there, but they're also going to be telling you what's their footprint of their state, the hope that's going on.
Right.
Some states are going to talk more than others. There'll be a state where there's big surprises in a lot of states, like Utah. No one would think it's one of the worst corruption states there is. I mean, that goes on in Utah. You wouldn't think of that.
No, you wouldn't.
You know it's the only inland port we have? Did you know that, Brandon?
No.
I thought you knew everything.
Explain that. What is an inland port?
I guess this is what they tell me. It's an inland port that the ships come in. And,
really?
And yeah. I'll have to check it out.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, that's what they tell me.
Do you know that we have a Navy base in Memphis, Tennessee?
Well, I didn't know that. So we're learning from each other.
We have one of the largest Navy bases in Memphis. Wow. That's where they process all the orders and the paychecks.
Yeah, right on.
But
right
we're
on.
Not. You can't get there from the ocean.
Right. Right. Well, everybody. All right. Everybody's on now. We sent out an alert. Let's watch. I want you all to watch, and we'll come back after you watch the speech that here at CPAC. And Logan, let's roll that. Let's roll it.
My honor, Mike Lindell.
Wow, thank you all. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to show this. I'm going to do something a little different. I want to show you a little clip we made. We made two of them. One of them is 3 minutes long, and it's going to tell you about an upcoming event I have that's going to change this country and the world forever. And it's August 20th and 21st, so if you can roll that first, please.
Today, I address you not only as a citizen of the United States, but as an American. Standing for all humanity. For the first time in the history of our nation, technology has been activated that attacks our Constitution with a capacity to destroy our future.
Absolute proof of the biggest cyber attack in history.
We must remove voting machines and any electronic devices from all elections forever. Elections have consequences. These selections are transforming the spirit of our country.
If the election of 2020 didn't happen, we would never, ever, ever have gotten to this great place we're going to get to. Trust me on that. Ever. This was all God's plan, and we are in the greatest revival for Jesus in history.
Mike Lindell presents live the Moment of Truth Summit on frankspeech.com.
Well, we are in the greatest revival for Jesus in history, and I want to tell you, I want to compare the 2020 election will go down as the most important election in history. And here's why. I'll tell you, when I did my first infomercial on October 7, 2011, I was living in my sister's basement, and I had like 10 employees, and I did this dream of an infomercial, and we launched it that day. And 40 days later, I had 500 employees. We were the number one infomercial in the world. Over the next 6 months, we took in $100 million. But I woke up that day, and I'm in tears. I'm going, I was $6 million in debt. And it took a couple years to dig out of that, but I just prayed. I said, God, what went wrong? What did I do wrong? But I learned so much from debt, the spring of 2012, where the corruption was, where the mistakes were made. So much was revealed over those next 2 years where, if 2012 hadn't happened to MyPillow, I wouldn't be where I'm at now with that platform God's given me for such a time we're in right now. And if you compare that, all the changes I made to where now 76 million MyPillows have sold, over 2,000 employees and all that part, it's the same thing as the 2020 election. Now, I'll tell you, if we would have went to bed at 3 in the morning, if they hadn't overrode the algorithms, if our great President Donald Trump and all of you had not overrode the algorithms of the machines, just like Carrie Lake just did last night, right? That was like a rerun, right? That was a rerun. Okay, she gets up by 12,000 votes in the middle of the night. Shut down the machines. Hurry, we got to do something. What are we going to do? Well, they couldn't do it this time because they overrode it. Okay, just like in 2020... You think of this, if we would have went to bed and if they would have predicted right, they didn't know that Donald Trump was going to get 83 million votes, everybody. That's a fact. Biden only got about 64 million, okay? But we would have all went to bed and Biden would have won and we would have never known. And we've all been around going, can you believe that what happened to our kids, our children? They brainwashed them in college, the media, you know, everyone's going, we've turned into a communist country. That's what would have happened. But God said, no, he gave us grace. He gave us all of the stuff that's from back then. Do you know, I prayed on January 4th. On January 4th, when they had that runoff in Georgia, the two senators, I prayed that they would steal them both. Everyone's going, Mike, you did this. No, let me tell you, if I was their marketer, I would have said, give them back a senator so they shut up about this election and this election crime. If they would have done that, everyone would have went into a mode, maybe not all of you, but most people would have said, let's just stop. We still have the Senate. We'll get them back in 2022, red wave, and the next time would be blue wave, red wave, all this uniparty stuff going on. But instead, they stole them both, and everyone's going, now what do we do? Well, they had a backup plan. What did they do? To silence us, they had January 6th. On January 7th is very significant in that we got through January 7th, and here's why. January 7th is the day they tried to silence us forever. 1.2 million Americans lost their crooked Vimeos, YouTubes, Zuckerbucks, Facebook, Twitter, deplatformed, churches deplatformed, not just our great president, Donald Trump. They tried to silence our voices. Conservative media, that one of them rhymes with Fox, went completely silent about the election. Okay? They went silent about it. They won't talk to you about the election. They won't even talk. We have 2,000 mules on there. That has nothing to do with machines. It's disgusting. Okay? But they didn't silence our voices, okay? And over the last year and a half now, here's where we're at, and here's what's going to get our country back. The judges, and everyone's going, Mike, the judges, they didn't have our back back then. Let me tell you, I'll tell you who didn't have our back were all the legislatures. We've learned now the Republican legislatures in a lot of these states, they turned their back on us. We've learned we have learned so much from the 2020 election, where the horrible, call them rhinos, I call them criminal rhinos. You go to Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia, it's disgusting what he's done. Okay, and there's a blocker in every state. Well, Rusty Bowers is gone, everybody. How about that? You got the blocker Robin Voss up in Wisconsin. The president just endorsed his opponent. God bless him, because Robin Voss needs to go. Okay, these are things that are gonna happen, but I wanna tell you about the judges. You go back a year and a half ago, and those judges, not one judge looked at evidence, not one. Actually, I take them back. In Antrim County, Michigan, the judge did look there. If y'all heard that on the news, he looked, but he didn't rule on it. He said, I don't want to be the first guy to be able to talk about this. The judges had fear back then. They have families, too. They're like all of us. They have friends, family, kids, children, grandchildren. They didn't want, we were in an anomaly back then. We're still in an anomaly in history. But now it's different. They've all learned so much. They've, you know, people that were over here are now in the middle because they see how our country's being destroyed. This isn't a Democrat thing. This is the Democrat Party dislikes that they were picked in this fraud election. We skipped right over socialism to communism is where we're at. But these judges now are getting braver. Look at the judge in Florida that made the great ruling and said the masks are nonsense and airplanes and no mandates, right? That changed history. Look at Roe v. Wade right in the middle of all this. What a miracle, right? We have a judge. Here's another thing with Carrie Lake. Carrie, you know, we're doing preliminary injunctions to get rid of the machines in all these states. We started with Arizona 2 weeks ago. You're not going to see this on Fox News. You need to go to Frank's speech. You need to go to my platform. You're going to hear it. That's why I built it, so we could get the word out. This judge in Arizona agreed to look at the case, and he was an Obama-appointed judge. He's just doing his job as a judge. I got terrible ones out in D.C. One of them was Trump-appointed with the big fight of the machines there. But this judge looked at it, and I want you to think of this. This judge looked at this. It was a hearing 2 weeks ago. Looks at all the evidence of these machines, and the relief is to get rid of them and do paper ballots and hand-count it, okay? He looked at it. Now, compare it to this. If I told you, if I'm in the state of Arizona, or let's say I'm here in Texas, and I said, hey, do you know we have reason to believe that all your cars don't have brakes. And then finally you get a judge to look at it, and he goes, ooh, that's not good. And then he's got to make a ruling of why you should either still drive on these cars with no brakes or get rid of them. So that judgment he's looking at, whatever he rules, either way is a win. He looked at it, everybody. And judge after judge is going to start looking at this stuff. There's stuff going on in every state right now. And I want to tell you, the way we're at right now, I am having what you've seen in there. I deal with all 50 states. We have a call once a week, millions of people from around this country that have been fighting in the grassroots and lawsuits, their stuff. Every state I get on the call, they say, we had the most fraud in our state. We had the most fraud in our state. So what we're doing, it's the Moment of Truth Summit, August 20th and 21st. I'm telling you, if you get everyone, it's going to be live stream on Frank Speech. Get the app now if you don't have it. It'll be live streamed there to the world. At the Cyber Symposium, I had about 3-4 million people. This I made at least 100 million people to watch. It doesn't fail if people watch. I'm telling you, all the pieces are there. I need one prayer that millions and millions can watch this. We're going to have all 50 states on stage the first day, and it's invite only, by the way, for that part. But all 50 states are going to get on there in alphabetical order and say what their current footprint is. Okay, on that day. Then that night, we're showing Selection Code. It's a movie by Lara Logan. That's a world premiere. I'm giving it away free to the world. This is a full feature film that could make millions in the box office. I want the world to be saved and get it out there. And then the next day, we're having the Trial of the Machines. Nice name, right? Trial of the Machines. And they don't get to come, just kind of like that big charade out there at the January 6th garbage. Okay? By the way, if that January 6th, I've said, I'll come and show you the evidence. They won't let me come. You know? I've offered, come on, I'd love to be there, Pelosi, to tell you what a charade this is. You guys all know the FBI ruled there was a year ago on June 26th that there was no collusion with Donald Trump or his backers. It should have been over then. It's a joke. But anyway, there's another thing I want to tell you. The last thing I want to say is at that event, we're going to have people up on stage from other countries. And this is very important you hear me on this. Over 54 countries have now been taken by the machines or are getting taken by the machines. And you never get to go back. Venezuela, Australia, they're gone. You don't get to vote out the machines once they're there. Once they're there, you don't get your country back. God gave us grace, and he gave us, this is the one time in history, this is the best time to be alive, because history is going to look back and say, every one of you have taken a part of this to save our country and get rid of these machines before we're gone forever. Because like Ronald Reagan said, if the lights go out here, they go out everywhere. The whole world is watching. We can't, now if we don't get rid of them by the fall, all of them, everybody's going to go vote these great candidates like Carrie Lake and override the machines, and we're going to get rid of them eventually, all of them. And I'll end this with this. God's given us grace for such a time as this, so we have to make this the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history. Thank you all. God bless you.
Given.
Well, thanks. Everybody here has been, when I go on, I don't even think what I'm saying at the time. I just pray about, that the Lord will give me the words. But after watching it now, it seems like I got everything in.
I wanted to
get in. You know, I even got to badmouth Fox and Brad Rassenberger, you know.
And promote the summit.
And I can't, for me, that's why I'm here at CPAC, is to promote the summit. All the time, all the efforts, everything that's been put into the last year and a half, it's all come down to this, to that summit. And I've said it before, it's just like if you had something going on and I had a cure for it, whatever that is, I said, take this, and it's gone. And the only reason it wouldn't work is if you didn't take it.
Exactly.
So I'm telling everybody, the only way this summit does not work is if people don't watch it.
Yep.
So you have one thing to do, everybody out there watching. Help us out. Help this country out. Tell everyone you know about this summit. Get the Frank Speech app now. Download it if you don't already have it. download the app and then just start sharing it out. Everything is on there right now. You just share. And everybody needs to know about it. It needs to be the most watched TV show ever.
Yeah.
It does. It really does need to be the most watched event. Boy, they really cleared out here. It's like the whole other, the exhibit hall. So if you're not hearing a lot of noise, it's because they're
Well, and a lot of them are getting ready to go to the, was it banquet, the Dockyard banquet or Cattleman's banquet or something?
Yeah, but I don't think that's all the thousands of people that went by, but maybe they all get to go. Is that everybody?
A lot of them are going.
Okay, is that right? Is it an invite only?
No. Anyone can register and go, and a lot of them go.
Okay. All right. We got to listen to old Steve.
I think you went to it in Orlando.
Okay.
You were there.
Right.
It was a real big, huge.
Well, I know they got a good speaker. My old buddy Steve Bannon is speaking.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
Yeah. And then I heard, and I'm not sure, so I'm not going to say the other speaker. I thought it was the Babylon Bee.
Logan knows. Hey, Logan, who was that other guy speaking with Bannon tonight? Who's speaking with Bannon tonight? Because they were talking about it. Bannon and one other guy. Who was it? They were talking about it earlier.
It could be the owner of the Babylon Bee.
Seth Dillon, that's right.
That is the Babylon Bee. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's Babylon Bee,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They're awesome. Those guys are awesome. They now are advertising MyPillow products. They're also advertising MyPillow.
Good. You know? Yeah. Yeah, they got a big following.
You know, I want to thank all of you out there. You know, use that promo code L77. It supports everything we're doing. And I don't want to keep sounding like a salesman, but that's what we have to do to keep
that's how
everything
we fund everything.
Going. That's how we fund everything. But this has been so far, you know, one of the. One of my favorite CPACs, I guess.
Why?
It's because people are this. Everyone I talk to is like, you know, we're behind or whatever, and we keep going. Let's get rid of these. Did you notice during my speech, what was the biggest applause? Get rid of the machines.
Yep,
everybody.
That was your biggest
get rid of the machine. What perfect timing that Kerry Lake. You know, that election down there in Arizona. They tried to steal it. Everybody, this is a good lesson. This fall, go vote in person, no matter what, because it's a lot harder for them to steal it then. They can do it with the machines. Yes, they can. But we can track it a lot better than, you know, if they do it there and then they run out of they got to be a lot more blatant than
right.
they do with the mail-in vote. The mail-in, it's over. You didn't vote, you know.
Yep.
So it's so important, and we're learning so much that they – Every even the primaries, can you believe it? Everyone stole. You can tell the ones that aren't. Look
right.
at Fincham and the rest of them. They didn't even touch
Arizona. Almost every one of the candidates that won in Arizona was America First,
and they won by a landslide. Yeah. Except for Kerry Lake, give me a break.
Yeah, there is something funny going on
I
there.
I like whoever was on. I can't think of who it was on. It was on War Room a little while ago, and who was on? And they had a good a good line. They said, the rising lake in Utah. And the lake rose up. You know, it was funny.
Mike, when we launched Absolute Proof, at that point, there were so many people, and I talked to some of my friends who are conservatives, long-term people involved in the process.
Right.
But after that election, some of them said, hey, I said, did you watch Absolute Proof? They're like, no, I'm done watching all of it. I've turned off everything, Fox, everything. I'm done.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean I'm done? Well, it didn't matter. I'm done. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's what they want you to do. Why would you do that?
Right.
And we kind of had to.
There's nothing wrong with turning off Fox.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But they were just going to shut down, unplug, and say, I'm done being a Christian activist, a conservative activist, a patriot. I'm just going to live my life because it doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Because they're so demoralized.
Right.
And you came out
of the
gate.
They had lost hope.
They lost hope.
Yep.
And you came out of the gate right away and said no. And you started organizing. And you were one of the few people that was out there organizing. And you said, let's make a documentary. And it was first documentary.
Right.
And so you were the first one kind of organizing a movement. And in fact, I remember one national leader saying, we were waiting for someone to do this. We were waiting for someone.
Right.
And then here comes Absolute Proof. And then here comes Absolute Interference and Scientific Proof and all the way.
Right.
And then you do the symposium.
The cyber symposium.
And so all of a sudden you start seeing people re-engaging, saying, oh, wait a minute, I'm not the only one that felt like there was a problem.
But
there's power in numbers, and they encourage each other. And I think why this is the most successful CPAC you've been to yet is because the tide is turning, and you and past CPACs or other events we went to, or just dealing with family and friends, we had to try to convince them something happened. Now we've overcome a lot of that propaganda and now there's like, hey, what? You know, these guys were ahead of the curve. No. When there was all these naysayers, they were still saying no. So right. I think one reason it's moving like it is, and you're getting so much affirmation as you move, is because you were the only national figure, as you say, with a big platform and a big mouth.
Right.
And you said, no, I'm not going to take this sitting down right. because I see.
Well,
an
once you've
here.
Seen what I've seen and know what I know,
exactly.
that it changes. But one of the things that you just kind of nailed at CPAC here, you go down Media Row. Let's just start with RSBN,
yep.
War Room, Real America's News, Lindell TV, Frank's Speech. You go in the other room, Epic Times.
Yep.
It's all media that has stood up and said, we are going to speak the truth and we're going to keep
yep.
talking.
On vaccines and machines. That's
right. There's nobody here, Brandon. You don't see the Washington Post here.
Nope.
You don't see all the horrible news. But Newsmax, Fox, of course, they're not here. But they. But I mean, you don't see the Vice that was here last time, and the Washington Post, all these outlets, because you know why? They know it's over.
Yep.
It's got, the end is near.
Yeah, we don't see the Daily Beast reporter.
Yeah, they're not
us
here. The Daily Beast, they're not
last
here.
Last year, they were following us everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, this is a big. You know, this is what.
There's been a turning.
I think part of it is. They don't know what to do now because they see our country being destroyed, and they're going, wow, even them and those horrible journalists, all of them, and all of those horrible outlets from the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, Daily Beast, Business Insider, Political, Huffington Post, Yahoo, have I missed any, Salam, MediaMite, all these horrible, horrible outlets. I think they realize now as their ratings have went down to nothing, and they're going, and they're people too,
right?
And they're going, we might have been on the wrong side of this
because
we
even
might have
Democrats,
been the wrong side of truth.
Even 40, Democrats are starting to say, increasing numbers, they believe that there was
40%. 40% believe this was voter crime.
Well, imagine if you lose 40% of your customer base.
Yeah,
that's a huge hit, right?
And it's not, and you know, here's the thing too. It's like I got to bring up the old Georgia thing. This isn't a Republican-Democrat
right.
thing when you talk about getting rid of the machine. The Democrats warned us of it. And right down in Georgia, I love the example, the nice lady and her husband. I got to meet her. You know, there's
you think
three
she
Democrats,
knows you're talking about her?
Three Democrats running in a race. And she gets, on May 24th, by the way, this year, she gets zero votes in her own precinct, Brandon. And she wakes up and they're going, you know, you'd think the criminals would at least give them two, her and her husband.
Right.
But, I mean, that's just a godsend because if they would have gave her 10 or 20 votes, I'm telling you, it wouldn't have even made the
right.
news. We'd have never heard about it.
Right.
But isn't it funny you hear about that and then Ratzenberger does something about it, looks at it, finds the vote, puts her into first place. But when you got a state like Pennsylvania that turns in their electors with more votes than voters, how do you explain that?
Right.
How do you explain that? You know, why would they do that, Brandon? Why would they? Well, I've got news for Pennsylvania. I got news for Arizona and news for Wisconsin. They all have a very similar thing in common in their laws. And remember, Wisconsin said that their election was illegal. Well,
that's the Supreme Court.
At the Supreme Court, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania's same thing, illegal, and Arizona's illegal. It's a little thing we're going to tell you at the old Moment of Truth Summit. Remember that thing I just told you there, okay? Those three states. Now, would those three states put the electors under 270? Yes, they would. And so there's a lot of stuff coming. I want to go back to, I was on Alex Jones' show today. He wasn't on, Clay Clark was
hosting,
filling in to host. And General Flynn was on there, and Peter Navarro and myself. And General Flynn said something that was wrong, and I'm going to correct it right now. Okay, he said at the end of that show, and he doesn't know this yet, but he said, you know, I with the military vote, and because they were talking about absentee voting, and he says we got to keep that, you know, our overseas that was safe, you know, safe and secure. Well, what he might not know is it's not anymore. Obama changed it from a 45. It's still 45 days. You can get your physical vote, physical ballot, mail it back and forth. All right, but he changed it to email in. You email it. There's no checking of IDs, and this is our UACABA vote. 890,000 of our votes this year in the 2020 election. I believe it was the highest in history. It makes no sense because that was right in the middle of the China virus. Nobody was overseas doing stuff. So they lied about the numbers, but we have, with all of the whistleblowers that we've talked to, now these are the commissioners that they, at the end of the night, here comes the military vote. Those are the ones they covered up in Michigan and stuff where no, let nobody see. Everyone we've found so far, the emails were all for Biden. So now we have reason to believe that 96 or 97% of the whole United States, they cheated and went to Biden. Mm. Now this is a, you know what that does to five states, or four states for sure, I believe a fifth one being New Hampshire. It turns them all to Mr. Donald Trump. President Trump. That's just our military. They stole from our military. They fought for our country. This is all going to be brought up where? At the moment of truth summit, everybody, you have to watch. It's a separate investigation I have going on. I met some of them in the middle of the night. I'm going to give you an example. I'll explain this one. So I believe it was Alabama. And these people were afraid when this stuff happened. So I fly into Alabama in the middle of the night, 2 a.m, and I meet these couple. And they were both commissioners that work, you know, that tally up the stuff. They're the commissioner in charge of the election. So anyway, they said, but the way this works, the military vote, okay, from overseas, it all gets emailed there. They fill, if you check it out, you email your thing back. It goes into where? The machines, the computers. It sits there till the end of the election. Then they're doing the counts. You explained it. You hit a button on your computer, and it spits out the ballots on paper, just typing paper. And there it is. That's it. That's the ballot. It says, it'll say Biden or Donald Trump, or it'll say, and then your down ticket. Well, this particular county, normally, he's been doing it for decades, a couple decades, gets 5 overseas votes. Remember, they come back and they're distributed to all 3,000 some counties in the United States. All of them go to their particular county, whatever county the military lived in. Okay?
Right.
Now, they normally get this. I've been doing this one, for example. They normally get 5. That's the average. They got 262. Well, they were both sitting there. They both told me this as they start running off. They're going, wow. And then they looked at each other, and their blood ran cold. All of them were for Biden. Yeah. 100%. Now, the one gal looks over and says, well, maybe our military turned liberal, you know, these young men. And he said, no, not everyone.
Not everyone.
So then they made some calls. Other commissioners said the same thing. They wouldn't even want to talk on the phone. They were scared, going, they knew something was so wrong.
So every one of these precincts around the country, they get the military ballots.
Every county.
County.
Every county.
And you said there are 3,000 of them?
There's 3,000 some counties in the United States. So now we went to other counties, met with them and said, did you notice anything a little shady like in Colorado? I met two there. Same thing. Every one was for Biden. Okay. Except there's a few of them that had real paper ballots that went back and forth like they used to be. They were for Donald Trump. Now, let me tell you, in Maricopa County, they actually had a hearing with the guy that did the audit on those. 8,000, I believe, 700 and some military votes in Maricopa County. He sat there and told them 97 or 98% were all Biden. And they're in boxes just on typing paper. Biden, 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 Biden. And they're like in disbelief going, he goes, no, my names are on the boxes, on the audit. We can go look at them. Now you think of this. How are military getting their votes stolen? They fought for our country and their votes have been stolen. That was a safety net that the evil used. If all else fails, let's just steal the military vote. Because why? Because that one's all done by email.
Right.
They want to federalize it by email and email. Now everyone's saying, now we would never go to an emailed in system. Everybody ready for this? In Idaho, they did it in 3 counties. They tested it. I believe it was not the president's race, but they tested in a race, emailing and texting in your vote. Emailing and text. Hey, here, let's vote, everybody. Can you hear me, Tim Cook? Are you in there? Can you hear me, Tim? It's the CEO of Apple, everybody. You think they're not listening? Which brings up another point. I love it that they, you know, the big argument, this lady, first of all, I was down at a hearing in Louisiana, and we're down there, and they, first of all, this one lady on the panel, she says to me, or the senators, whatever they were, she says, we get down there, just I talked for 24 minutes. She says, we're all for paper ballots because, I mean, we're all for having machines because we want, you know, the trees and the environment and stuff. And I said, oh, no, we're going to recycle, too. We're going to melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars. And then this other gal, she got up there and she says, well, I'm handicapped and I believe that I want to have a private ballot. So I think the only way is having a machine do it. And I said, oh, really? You think that's private? And I said, that's when I said, hey, Tim, are you hearing this? You know, it's not. And by the way, if you're in our country, if you're out there, if you're grassroots and you're out there telling your commissioners, we don't want the machines, and they say, well, we have the handicap. Every state has a different law for a handicap. Everyone. I mean, you could be blind, you could have no arms, no legs, whatever the handicap is, you have. That's a law. You have to keep that. Mm-hmm. If there's a machine there, there's nothing we can do with that right now.
Right.
Because, there, you know, that's that has to change the law. The other stuff, they broke the laws.
Right.
They broke the laws because of the China virus.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have mail-in balloting. You know, do you realize that the state of Utah is 100% mail-in balloting?
You're kidding.
100%. There's no same-day voting. So it's pure crime. Here's the line. Pure crime, you know. It's just unreal.
And that's Republicans that run that state.
Yeah, with most of the states that are run by the Republicans, corrupt. You know, it's disgusting. They're the biggest cover-up this country's ever seen. Why did that? If there's legislatures out there, all these states, all the swing states, they're Republican-controlled. The legislatures, what did they do? They did nothing.
The good news is, Carrie Lake told us today, as did Senator Borelli and Representative Mark Finchem, that thanks to the work of guys like you and Donald Trump, that many of the America First candidates going into this, you know, running for the state legislature in Arizona won.
Right.
So she sat here and said, I said to President Trump, hey, if I'm going to run, I have to have some help when I win. And so she was talking about how you and Trump and so many others helped these candidates,
right,
endorsing these candidates.
Yeah.
And now Sonny Borelli and Senator Mark Finchem said here on Lindell TV the other night that this whole legislature's turning over.
Right,
you know, the guy is gone over there, the one that was such a troublemaker.
Yeah, Rusty Bowers. Bye-bye, Rusty Bowers.
Every
state has their blockers.
Yeah, Robin Voss.
Their blockers. Robin Voss, he's coming. The President
Adam
Trump.
Steen.
Adam Steen, President Trump. I endorsed Adam Steen. He's running against, there's nobody running against Robin Voss.
That's right.
There's no Democrat running. So this is the winner.
So whoever wins the primary wins.
We're pretty much going to win. And Robin Voss, the best thing Adam Steen has going is Robin Voss. So horrible. So horrible. What a blocker. Just disgusting.
And we've had him on Lindell TV here twice now.
Adam Steen. Right.
Yeah.
We've never
had Voss.
Yeah, we don't have. I've talked to Voss many times. Robin, why would you do this to your country? You know, I texted him the other day when the president endorsed Adam Steen. I said, what do you think of that, Robin? How you feeling, Robin? I got his text
did
right
he
here.
Reply?
Horrible. No, he didn't reply. He's hiding like a coward now. You know, and I said it the other day, Robin Voss was just below, may have two steps below the criminal Brad Rassenberger.
Right.
You know, Brad Rassenberger is a corrupt, you know, you have rhinos like Robin Voss.
Yes.
And then you have criminal rhinos like Brad Rassenberger.
Right.
Criminal. There's nothing you can't explain. Anything else he did to this country. And then he doubled down and runs up to the January 6th committee. Him and Rusty Bowers both did. Both of them did. But Rusty's gone. Bye, Rusty. Oh, good riddance.
And speaking of the January 6th committee, right against the wall, that's Ashley Babbitt's mom right there.
Yeah, yes, I heard
that. She's going to be with me, my guest tonight.
Yeah, right on.
So there's a lot of stuff that never came out about that, and people are working hard. Epoch Times has just produced a brand new 2-hour documentary on it.
Right.
They were here on Lindell talking about it. And you know what, Mike?
They asked me over there on the war room, they said something about January 6th. I said, I would love to go to that committee. Say, what are you doing? The FBI said over a year ago that there was no collusion between Donald Trump and his supporters.
Right.
The FBI said that on June 26, 2021. It's over. And instead they have this committee. What it is? It's a big deflection.
Yep.
Let's push everything past. September 3rd, by the way, all the machine companies in this country can delete the 2020 election. Did everybody know that? It's disgusting, but they've already, most of them,
because they have
deleted.
To hold it for 22 months.
Right, but most of them have already done it anyway. And remember, they have billions of dollars worth of lawsuits out there. I have $5 billion against me. They were supposed to preserve evidence.
Right.
And they didn't. When they throw it away or delete it, that's called spoliation. Okay? It's like shooting, you know, you commit a crime and you throw away the evidence. The jury decides, hey, you think of the worst scenario. That's what spoliation
is,
right? But the cases will never get that far because after the Moment of Truth Summit, it's going to be over, everybody. Bye-bye to those machines. Goodbye.
And that's, again, what got the biggest applause line today was your line about getting rid of the machines.
Yeah, absolutely. They got to go. And you know what? What I said, over 54 countries, we're going to explain all this at the summit. 54 have been invaded with the machines, the voting machines, electronics. You got Australia, New Zealand, you have Canada. You have Venezuela, where it started. Once they never get to get their countries back, Brandon.
Right.
You think the people in charge are going to, hey, let's get rid of those machines. What do you say? The public wants that. They're not going to do it because that's how they got selected.
Yep.
They didn't get elected. They got selected, you know. And it's great. You know, Wisconsin, when that Supreme Court came down with that ruling, I've read that, okay? And it says in there, places like dictatorships, like or Iraq, where Saddam got 100% of the vote.
That's right.
100%.
Cuba had this with Castro.
Yeah, 100%. You know, boom, hit a button. They didn't even, back then they didn't.
Bashar Assad of Syria.
Yeah, but back then, without the machines back then, if they didn't have machines, it was like, you win. You know, it's kind of like that movie. I think it was called Big Daddy back then. I used this for example. They're playing, he's playing cards with the pizza guy, this little kid. And he goes, they're playing poker or something. He goes, guy goes, I got, three jacks, and the pizza guy, whatever, three jacks. He goes, the kid goes, I got a four, a six, a ten, a jack, and a four, or and a six, or whatever, you know, nothing match. He goes, I win. He goes, well, why do you win? He goes, because I win. You know, I mean, it's just like.
That's the way it is when you're a dictator.
That's what it is when you're a dictator.
Right.
You know, well, it doesn't matter. You have selections, not elections. And now if you have a tool to do that, you know, where it's done with the machines.
Right.
You just hit one button, ding, there's the winner.
And that's a color revolution.
Yep.
And the thing is that guy that was at that court hearing in Arizona where your attorney was talking to them, and he said to this expert, Marcus, whatever his name was, who's paying for you? Who's paying for you? And it was this democracy group. We look up who that guy is running that. That's the guy that was a lead prosecutor against Donald Trump on the impeachment trial, who's tied back to Barack Obama, who's tied to George Soros.
Yep.
So who is it that is funding their expert? So you're doing battle against the Obamas,
it's
George
worse.
Soros,
it's
the deep state,
right.
And the guy admitted it in the courtroom.
Yeah. This is the, you know, when they say, who did this to our country, who did this? I'm telling you, the Democrats warned. Quit saying, you know, Biden and Democrats and all this stuff. They warned of the machines, okay? They warned us and warned us. But you think they care that they're on the side? Let's say Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Harry Hershey, the cyber guy, warned us back then. Now let's see what happens. So here comes the CCP, the deep state, the Uniparty, the New World Order, and the globalists.
Yep.
So they come in and they take our country, and they say, "Hey, let's just use the Democrat Party." So the Democrat Party, you think they care that they're part of this crime?
Right.
No, they fit like a glove. What did Harry Hershey do then? He goes up to New Hampshire and deletes all the cards, all the data up there.
Yep.
And he tried to sabotage the cyber symposium.
That's
exactly what he did.
And he was on video doing that up, I think, in New Hampshire.
Yeah, they caught him red-handed. He's just a criminal. Criminal, criminal. Okay. But so now you have this. And I compare this. The Democrats, the people need to understand this. This isn't about Democrats, Republicans. This isn't about that. This is about us as a people. This is unifying us, everybody. All the people,
well,
not
you
the
know
parties.
We have had over 1 million Democrats now have registered to vote as Republicans this year? Over 1 million.
Right. And if they, and you know what? We're going to not call it Republicans. We're going to call it the common sense Republicans.
Right. America
the new,
first.
The new Republicans. Right. The common sense Republicans. people that are going to have politicians. Do you know before this, the 2020 election, and even now, I met, you know, Brandon, probably more than anyone other than a politician. I met more politicians than anybody else. I met them almost all. You know, I met your attorney generals, your secretary of state, your legislatures, both state and federal, your senators, state and federal. There was a point before this, now that all these America First candidates and all this, let's talk of current politicians. I could count on one hand, maybe one and a half hands, the people that had that. Politicians in power that had the people's back. No other agendas. They didn't have a personal agenda and all this. They had the people's back, like our great president, Donald Trump. I mean, you think about that. Out of all the politicians, I mean, I can't find a good Secretary of State. I got one. I guess I have one now. One. I mean, that's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All of them either have a personal agenda or this, or maybe a... They act like it's a party agenda, and you find out it's not. Or they'll make decisions based on their party when it's not the right thing to do.
Right.
You know, we are blessed that, Manchin that's a Democrat makes right. common sense decisions.
Right.
You know, if all of them would make common sense decisions, that's where you would have it. You could, you know what I mean? You would have it, and that's where you have the common sense party. When I first met Donald Trump, I wasn't political. I didn't know anything. I never voted. I didn't know a Democrat from a liberal, from a conservative. I didn't. I really hadn't. I had never voted in my life. When I met him, I'm going, wow, he's going to be the greatest president ever. And why? Because as we talked, I'm going, wow, he's saying they're common sense. He's a businessman. Problem, solution. But he knew what they would manifest
right.
to. And he proved that. Every decision that was made and promises were kept, every decision helped all people. When you got to December of 2019, you think about it. Merry Christmas. It was the best
right.
consumer confidence ever, highest ever, lowest unemployment. All them were manifestations of great decisions,
right.
common sense decisions. And that's what these new candidates are going to be. And those ones that are out there now, I'm talking to all you legislators and you senators, all you guys out there, you get one chance. You better do something right now. After the moment of truth summit, and by the way, they've all been invited. If you haven't been invited, you better email me because you are all invited. I'm going to call each and every one of you out on national TV every day after the summit. You all have to get on board, and you better change your ways and not sit. And a lot of them are just not courageous, right?
Right?
They're sitting back.
Well, and a lot of them lost their primaries.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them lost their primary. But you still have some that are there that have to make decisions now for all of our
right.
country, for our
right.
country. So, but I guess we're almost out of time, huh?
We are. It's been a good day, a great day. What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is a big day. The president will be here. And
what time is he speaking?
That I don't know.
Is it 5:30, guys? 5:30 Central?
By the way, I was supposed to go to Wisconsin. I'm actually going down now to RSBN. The rally in Wisconsin there. Brian's there. My plane, I had problems with my plane, so I could not get there. This will be one of the few rallies I didn't speak at because I did have problems with the plane. And
So you'll be here all day tomorrow.
I'll be here all day tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. But right now I'm going to head down to RSBN. I know they're going to do me by, you know, via CPAC to Wisconsin. So.
Okay, and so tomorrow we have full broadcast day. Mike will be with President Trump. You'll be in there. We'll be broadcasting. We'll be carrying it.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to pack everything up, head back, set it up, so we'll be broadcasting regular broadcast schedule on Monday.
Right, absolutely. And next week I'll be at a big event, a Clay Clark event. We're going to have just everybody, we're going to spread the word. You think you're hearing about the summit now, you're going to hear it every single day from me. We've worked hard for a year and a half. People on the ground, grassroots, everybody, everyone that was part of Audis, every single thing done. And I'm going to show that right now. We're going to play that as we leave. We're going to show... this 3-minute, everybody, you need to share this too. We're going to show you this, and you can share it from Frank's speech. Logan,
we play that Logan, 3 minutes on
play
the moment
of truth. Minute thing. I'm going to tell you, everybody, watch this. God bless you all, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Today, I address you not only as a citizen of the United States, but as an American standing for all humanity. We are faced with the gravest of challenges. For the first time in the history of our nation, technology has been activated that attacks our Constitution with the capacity to destroy our future.
Absolute proof of the biggest cyber attack in history. It's a takeover of our country.
We must remove voting machines and any electronic devices from all elections forever. All of you praying with us need to know. We have the tools and evidence to prevent catastrophic results, and we can secure our freedom. Everything that can be done to prevent this disaster is being called into service. The human drive for excellence, knowledge. Every step of the ladder of experience has been taken to expose the truth.
Let's take their country. How are we going to do it? Let's use it with computers so we don't even have to fire a shot.
Data experts have worked countless hours to bring forth the truth to the American people. This is a war on national security. This is a war between good and evil. This is a war that will affect what our country becomes.
I just want to know everyone out there, all the evil that's out there, we are never quitting till we get to the truth, ever.
Through all the chaos that is our history, through all of the wrongs and discord, through all the pain and suffering, through all our times, there is one thing that has nourished and elevated our souls, and that is our faith in God and courage. We must be brave.
And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. We will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Elections have consequences. These selections are transforming the spirit of our country. The focus of the entire nation must be on this event, the moment of truth.
God gave me a platform for a voice for such a time as this.
We as a people must stand for the American dream, one nation under God, for liberty and justice for all.
If the election of 2020 didn't happen, we would never, ever, ever have gotten to this great place we're going to get to. Trust me on that. Ever. This was all God's plan, and we are in the greatest revival for Jesus in history. God bless you all. Thank you.
Mike Lindell presents Live, the Moment of Truth Summit on frankspeech.com. Sign up now.